this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Donna Mero, thank you very much for joining me for another music story. How are you?
I'm doing really well. You know, it's the kids actually went back to school today, so it's been a joyous day around here.
Phew! Yes, lots of parents celebrating when that happens.
Yeah, we just need routine, and so do they, so yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And they have such long holidays, don't they, nowadays, you know?
Well, it's true. It feels long and short at the same time. It always seems to kind of, this season always kind of gets at us real quick. But yeah, just we try to squeeze out as much as we can with the time we do have.
Yeah, well, that's important too. Welcome to Music Stories. You've got a new single called Go Girl, which we're going to talk about in a minute. You've been nominated for all sorts of awards. You're on a tour soon in the UK. And so on, but I wanted a bit of background on you first, if you don't mind. How did you get started in the music business, and why country?
Yeah, I mean, so let me go back. I'll give you the Coles Notes version. So I started playing around 15 years old, so eons ago for me now. I'm 43 this year.
You're a whippersnapper.
Well, I picked up my dad's old Gibson Hummingbird guitar and just felt the resonance of music right away. And there was something in that feeling of playing music that was therapy for me at a young age. I didn't know it then, but it was just sort of like something I was doing. Mm. But you know, my life was in turmoil at the time, family breakup, all kinds of, you know, destruction happening in my home really. Mm. And rather than turn to drugs and alcohol and all the other things that my peers were kind of getting into in the similar situations, I found music and sports and I poured myself into those. And my dad was a bluegrass guitar player, and my mom was still is a beautiful country singer. And they were sort of like hobbyists, right? They loved playing music. So I watched and learned from them a little bit. But then when I was 26, I jumped into music full time and kind of haven't looked back since. And I started off in the folk and roots sort of world, sort of Americana acoustic kind of stuff, which always sort of, I felt like tiptoed the line of country. And then about 6 or 7 years ago, I started kind of just dabbling more in the country world. And that's when the label that I'm with now, MDM Recordings, we sort of, you know, our paths crossed and, you know, the label liked what I was doing. And we just sort of partnered up and the doors of country music opened up to me. And I've always been the kind of artist that says, you know, if a door opens up, go in and explore. And mm-hmm. if you get kicked out, find another door, you know. And I've been lucky enough to have this community really embrace what I do.
Awesome. I think it was probably meant to be, because your voice is incredible, if I can say.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
And we'll talk about the single. I'm gonna play a little bit of it at the moment to introduce you to the listener. Here we go.
Your writing's on the wall has been for a minute. You don't need to say it, and I don't wanna hear it. Baby, close your eyes, kiss me one last time and pull the ripcord. But don't string it out anymore. If you gotta go, girl, spin them tires on that road, girl, like you've been spinning my whole world. That ain't changing just 'cause it's over. Yeah, my mind will always jump to the highlights, like you with sunset in your.
Absolutely love it. You get this beautiful introduction, and that sort of captivates you. And then you're hit with your voice, which you go, wow, because I haven't heard you before, I have to be honest, before I've got this track. And that's what happens when you listen to you for the first time for that particular track anyway.
Thanks, Tony. It's always interesting hearing your own stuff with somebody listening along to it, because you start hearing it differently. And no, I appreciate that. I have really worked hard, you know, in my life to try to bring my authentic self with these songs, and I just try to get out of the way. Sometimes your psyche can get in the way of you know, being able to perform a song well. And for the most part, I try to just let all that stuff go and let the song have its best legs, and hopefully my voice can do that.
Mm, it certainly does. I mean, I love that slide guitar at the beginning, and it sort of it makes you slide into the song, if you excuse the pun, you know.
That's what we do.
That's it. Tell me that the song's about a breakup, basically, isn't it? Is that based on personal experience?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess in some ways, yeah.
Sorry, surprise.
So I didn't write this song. I will be honest with you. I didn't write this song. So, you know, over the course of my last 5 or 6 years, have been a lot of songs pitched my way. And I've been lucky enough to be the vessel of some of these songs to share them with the world. And this one resonated with me because I just don't think there's enough healthy breakup songs out there. Mm. You know, a lot of the times it's like, I'm going to slash your tires, or I'm going to smash up. It's always your car or your truck. You got to smash up the car or the truck, right? But I was like, this song is like saying, even though we can't be together, I wish you well, and I'm still here for you. And I thought that was such a beautiful, mature sentiment that we don't hear enough of when it's a breakup song. And I thought it was a new take on a breakup.
And even Keep the Coat.
Yeah, Keep the Jacket, you know, it looks good on you.
That made me smile.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. It's so good that people come to you to sing their compositions, isn't it? I mean, that's a real credit to you and your talent.
Well, I mean, it's pretty beautiful when these songs come my way, and I think, man, that's a smash hit, and I get to be the one to share that. That's pretty right on. And there's a song, one of my favorites of a song pitch to me, was one of the writers was Charles Kelly from the band Lady A, which I'm sure a lot of folks will know. And Charles Kelly is a phenomenal voice, and we got sent this song, and it's a song called You Can't Always Be 21. And it's just a brilliant, brilliant song, which basically says, you know, live your best life when you can, because you're not always going to be 21. And as the time goes on, embrace the age that you're at. And it's really beautiful picture that they painted with that one. And again, to be the vessel of that one. And I've since then become good pals with, I wouldn't say good pals, email buddies, or what are they, pen pals with Charles Kelly. So yeah, awesome. It's been kind of cool to be able to share some space with him that way.
That's really good. And love Lady A stuff. It's really good. And we do play some of their songs on my radio show as well. So that's really cool. Band. Awesome. Awesome. Tell me about the Music is Medicine workshop that you set up.
Yeah, I mean, I started thinking about this a bunch of years ago, this idea that, you know, we all feel with music this it does something to you, this psychologically, sometimes physically, obviously, too. And I dove a little more into that a couple of years ago, finding out more what that means. And so I started doing this workshop where I explain sort of the physiological effects and the biological effects that music has on the body, and that we sometimes don't always count on the fact that music is therapy. And I share bits of my story and what I was going through in my younger life in this workshop, and how music sort of, I would say, saved me. And I think that's a common sentiment amongst a lot of people, where they say that song really, really meant a lot to me. And so many of us can recall those kinds of songs that have moved us and motivated us to move in maybe a healthier direction in our life. And so I kind of present this workshop that sort of speaks about some of those things. And and the whole goal is just, again, hopefully encouraging people to, when you listen to music, think of it as administering medicine to yourself, and sort of find the right balance of healthy doses of whatever you're listening to.
Okay. Very important. And is it aimed at anybody in particular, any age group?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I think it's a little more of a cerebral conversation. So it's, you know, kids don't necessarily think about that, but I think definitely young adults, you know, older folks, if you haven't thought about these things before, it's kind of a good introduction to kind of open your mind to that kind of possibility with music being medicine.
I understand. I mean, you know, I've been a radio presenter all my life, and the studio is my sanctuary, you know, and it's somewhere where I can not necessarily relaxed because I push myself to do the presentation and so on and to design the show and everything else, but it sort of has this effect on me. So I totally understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've also got, you're such a busy chap. You've got this you've got this podcast as well, Through the Fire. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I mean, again, being somebody who wants to go deeper in conversation, and you know, I've always been a hard on my sleeve kind of guy, and sharing again the good and bad parts of my journey, and I do that so often, you know, from the stage in my friendship circles and my family circles, and I just thought I get to share so much of my story. I wanted to create a platform for other people to do the same, and more just it's really my curiosity about how other people have come out of the fires of their life, and so it was really just an idea to find out more of the stories of the other people who are in my circle, out of my circle, and just encourage people with the stories of, you know, how people get through the fire. And you know, there's people out there right now that are going through hellish times, and when you hear from, you know, a formidable, you know, person who's you think is on the mountaintop and has always been there. Well, when you hear their story, you go, oh, wait a second, they've also been through hell and they got through it. Mm. And how did they get through it? And when you hear that, I think there's some inspiration there to hopefully encourage you to get through the fires you're going through. And that's the whole premise of the show is, you know, how you can get through the fires of your life.
Totally understand. There's a sister podcast I do to this one, Music Stories, called Human Stories. Very similar, talking to people about, you know, their problems and their adversities and how they got through problems and so on. So we got a lot in common, you and me, you know.
Well, I mean, I love that that kindred spirits can connect like this.
Yeah, that's true.
Far away from each other.
Yes, I know. You're in Canada. I'm in France. And there you go.
Absolute real time, which is kind of, there's no delay here whatsoever.
It's spot on, isn't it? Yeah. Amazing technology. Okay, so back to your music then. Your single Go Girl is out and available now, which we played a bit of a bit earlier on. What's next musically for you? You've got this tour coming up, haven't you, in the UK?
Yeah. We're going to be out there in the UK. We got London, Manchester, Edinburgh, Dublin, and Liverpool, which would be great. It's my first time being there to play. I've got a new EP coming out, 6 songs. The EP is called 6 for obvious reasons, and that's out on the 15th.
Okay.
And 4 of the 6 of those tunes I wrote, and I'm really happy to be able to share a bunch of songs that I'm really connected to. And then from there, I always have an annual Christmas show, that I do every year here called A Merrow Little Christmas. Have yourself a merrow little Christmas.
Fantastic.
and so we do that, but it's a kind of a big extravaganza kind of show here in my hometown of Winnipeg. And that sort of always rounds out my year and then on to 2024 and see what that holds.
Okay. Well, we need to keep in touch, and I want to know what you're doing next year. And yeah. We'll just confirm that your tour in the UK is starting on the 20th of September 2023, because people obviously listen to this episode years ahead. So
if it's 2026, you missed us.
Yeah, sorry. but what you need to do, dear listener, is go to Don Amaro's website, because all the information is there, of course, donamaro.ca, because he's from the lovely Canada. And so it's donamero.ca. And everything's there, isn't it? All the details of the
tour. You can find all my stuff there. I'm on Instagram a lot, so if people want to kind of follow along there, it's the same thing at Don Amaro on Instagram. But all the links are right at donamaro.ca, so you can find it all there.
Fantastic. Don, thank you so much for talking to me. You've been really interesting. Thank you.
Ah, what a pleasure. Yeah, thank you, Tony.
Good luck with the future, and hope to speak to you again one day.
All right. I bet it will happen. Thanks, my friend.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.